Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
A rip in your trousers, buttons missing from a shirt, a skirt maybe that needs to be shortened? Well, don't throw them away, particularly if you live in France, where the government will now pay a repair bonus to have them mended in a new scheme aimed at cutting waste. From this October, people will be able to claim back between 6 and 25 euro of the cost of mending clothes and shoes in workshops or at cobblers that have joined the scheme. Well, we may not have that scheme here, but there are plenty of places to learn to upcycle, particularly when it comes to sewing.
So to take that in, what we can do is, obviously we have the pockets going on here, right, which is just above where the hip bone is. So your hip bone is here and that pocket seam is just above it. So you're probably going to start just halfway down at the pocket bag. So there's the seam.
That's designer and craftsperson Caroline O'Toole of Speak and Stitches, which is a textile craft workspace here in Waterford, and it's one of the places where you can learn to sew. And Caroline recently gave an upcycling workshop at the Hub in the Central Library in Lady Lane. The workshop was run in conjunction with the Walton Institute of SETU. Aileen Drohan.
From the e-textile side, which is the area that I work in the Walton Institute, we have been running workshops and projects here in the library for the last year and a half. And our relationship and our with the library in terms of kind of reaching out to the public, engaging the public in STEM education and e-textile learning is a really good marriage, because the library traditionally, you know, is a place of learning and is a place of research and is a place where communities can come together. So we really work well together. And for this series, this workshop series, this kind of climate action workshop, which is part of a bigger range of workshops we're delivering over the next coming months, we kind of brought on a lot of the facilitators that are delivering the workshops today. So like Caroline, who's delivering the upcycling workshop today, also worked on an e-textiles project with us last year.
What kind of people are coming to do your workshops? Are they crafters, or are they just people who think, well, I might like to give that a go?
The workshops here in the library, the one today was promoted by the library, and you know, the library advertised the workshop, and to be honest, it was oversubscribed. I mean, there's a waiting list, you know, so it's really popular. It's something I think that, you know, we could really deliver again and again and over again.
No questions at all? Is there anything that's come up that you think there's stuff in the wardrobe that might apply to that?
Yeah.
That someone brought. Yeah, there's that thing that you bought that time. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully when we go through, we may have seen a little bit.
And the people attending the workshop were there for a variety of reasons.
I suppose sustainability, but also just it seems like a shame to be throwing away some things when they can be fixed.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No. But I've actually been looking around to do it, and what I was finding was a lot of these things were on midweek when I was working. So I was delighted to see something at the weekend, you know, it was a bit more accessible.
And how about yourself? Why did you decide to come today?
Just to learn, you know, to use a sewing machine as a life skill. I think it's one of those things that has been lost. I'm from one of those families who my mother always worked. She never had a sewing machine. My nana always worked. She never had a sewing machine. So none of us have a skill. I wanted to be able to repair stuff for my daughter and for my partner, rather than say, oh, I'll just buy a new one.
And do you think that people are becoming more conscious of that nowadays?
I think it's that fast fashion thing is kind of, we're all aware of it. We all know where our clothes come from now, and there is a bit of guilt there. Yeah, definitely.
So there you have it. There's a bit of guilt there. Next time you're throwing out clothes or discarding something, stop and think. Can it be repaired? Can it be refashioned? You'd never know. You might even have fun doing it. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.